Blog Talk Radio.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really being reasonable, you know we're better.
Écoutez, à midi.
James OVP Midwest Z. Glad to see you joined us, brother. Been MIA. Getting to that good old 180 a pop, huh? Getting to that chicken.
Easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we already know. But anyway though, we here March 10th. And y'all got AirPods or like, you know, wireless. Earpieces or whatever that y'all talk to.
I don't have the AirPods, but I do have a wireless Bluetooth earbud.
Okay, how does that work? How does that work for you? I'm still old.
They suck.
I'm on right now.
Mine are absolutely terrible.
And what you got? AirPods?
Nah, I have like some gas station joints, like $15.99.
Oh.
Shit,
you got what you paid for.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's the principle.
So, like, not even in, like, because, you know, clearly, you know, we don't have the sponsorship, but the ones I had, they were 30 JL audio joints. They go right in, you know, pause, go right into the ear, come with a little charging dock and all that, drop 30. These shits work grand.
And they're in both ears or just one?
I'm only using it in one. If I use both ears, I won't hear shit going on around me.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. See.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still, like, I still never got no wireless joints yet. I'm still got the cord to the iPhone, and I hate these shits. Like, big as my ears are, I got small ear canals. So. They don't stay it. You know what I mean?
So, I mean, right now during tax season, get you, you know, your role model, Bron, been rocking the Beats joints that wrap around the earlobe. So, look into those. You know, you could be like your goat.
Perhaps.
Wait a minute.
Now we already know I could walk right past. Come on, Z. We already know I could walk right past that, any kind of comment of that nature.
I just don't like his tone. I don't like that tone. I'm sorry.
You know, just, you know, you should be used to it by now. You are all used to it by now.
Everybody.
He said it like he was gonna fight. He said it like he wanted to fight.
anyway, we got a stimulus on the way. These vaccine passports are starting to pick up steam. Maryland seems like they about to be the next Republican state to go buck ass wild. And it was a joke. You know, this state nigga ain't better go get no, because he stinks.
You're breaking up there, my friend.
I was.
Your phone is breaking up. It's pretty dramatic.
What happened?
You see what happens when we start speaking? You see what happens when we start speaking truth to power?
There you go.
You know what I mean? See how that goes? Yeah, that goes. Anyway.
Wait, so Maryland is next to lift the restrictions or what?
Friday at noon. 100% capacity everywhere but public venues. So like the halls, like the stadiums and the ballparks, they have to stay at the concert venues, they have to stay at 50. But everything else, wide open like hook a pussy.
What about church?
50%. No, religion. No churches. Churches are in the 100.
Oh, word!
Wow.
Oh shit, word.
Because we not.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It's about to get real crunchy in Maryland.
It's going to be
crunchy.
About to get interesting.
Understood.
Yeah. Real crunchy.
That's an understatement.
Man, and the weather warming up too.
Yeah. The only thing that, so like between that, like it's the perfect storm
of everything that's going on. Slow down.
Yeah.
Not too far into the conversation. We still got to try to follow format. We're trying to make clean up our act. We about to go visual. You know what I'm saying? Next show, show 200. Show 200, y'all.
200.
Yeah.
200. That's what breaks and everything else.
Yeah.
What's up? Proud of us. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. Yeah.
Nah. I was about to say shit. Let's go to break. So I can roll this up.
All right. Well, being that's the case, we see you guys on the other side.
We are the G-O-D, and we came to rock the spot like Iron Man stars. They be the illest MCs in the world today. Cabaret, Quan, and the RZA. Listen to them clear and put the box right near your ear. Light your blunts and down your beer. Cause you can never fuck with Wu-Tang Killer Bees.
To rock Mac, knowledges, street astrologists, light up the mic, guard, knives, the slot joints, the character points, Corolla, Motorola, Hola, play it guard, he pack over the shoulder, chrome tanks, play it like yanks, check the franchise, front on my guys, my enterprise, slash many lives, repel our fakes like reflectors, he has sugar in his ear, in his last crack career, we can can him, manhandle him, if you wanna, run in the scribble, get ditto, skate like a limo, and jet to the fly, to state, relate, take a break, break down the ape and then wait, drop it like Drake, thug, baby, Bowen, it's we canoeing, claim they doing the same shit we doing. Fuck the union, it's the same style. With the trainer board, jump the turnstile. On the alley, try to challenge guard for the new bounce. Especially that aluminum bat in the act. Relax, laid back, sell a grenade a day. It pays black. The Mac 10 flex, white cats like Windex. Index, finger be sore, busting these fly spreads. The Wally Kim count crazily grins for five plans. Laying with my bitches and my mans in Lex Lands. We losing them. Jet to the stash and now Jerusalem. Abusing them. Rocking his jewels like we using them. Low pro star, seven thick. Waves rock polar, roll with the older guard, build with the sun and the storm.
Turnpikes, robbing niggas for levers, like swiping on dirt bike. Pushy metal like Von Harper, radio barber. Murder sleepaway camp, the fly lady champ. The arsonist who burn with his pen regardless. Slaying all these earthlings and fake foreigners in the Philippines. Europeans pick our rubies, bubbling strings. Fry a chemical cream, we burn kerosene. The conviction of my tape is rape wicked like Nixon. Long heads inscriptions with 3 6s and kiss the pyramid, experiment with high explosive. I slap box with Jesus, lick shots at Joseph. Zooming like binoculars, a rap blacksmith. Money's Rolex was rockless, set rack top spotless. I'm Iron Man, no detached metal, I'm still alloy. True identity hitting inside, secret tabloids. Brief oxygen, both sides of my jaw carry oxygen. Distract it like a bangers in 100-wide boxes. No jostling, he's catch my little JP Delian. Sip Iris Moss out of weed Delian. Move rounds like retail, make sure shit sell. Kills my best bills. What up, Lil's? Murder one done. Killer beast stung. Guess who back home, son? My technique is slang. Can't one. Third platoon soon. Crystal bottles, cages of boom. Poppy wardrobes in Manhattan. Big dick style. Beware goons. Smuggle balloons. Lorna dunes and fat pussy wounds. Let the guards fill. Pull the grill. Check out the man's skills. Top secret technique. Too hard for you to peep it and keep it. Diggy style of rap and watch a knock on slang. Sweep it out of order. Take recorder. Can't record my slaughter. Spoil the rotten honor. Too good to be forgotten. Hot top notch. Borderline rhymes with Hancock. 96. My ill sound class is still hot. Get yourself shot.
Yo, it's 9:12.
What up?
Tuned in. Trending live from Mars. They're Wes D. Joby P. I'm Save James. 914-219-0866, number to dial. But this Meyer Leonard dude, like, that's the dude's name, right, from the Miami Heat, who dropped the K-bomb for the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah, Meyer Leonard. I mean, you know, listen, man. I get why they're upset, but I mean, you know. Welcome to the club, nigga. Like, they don't like y'all either. They just work with y'all because y'all still look like them. But, you know, pure blood, been here since the plantation. White boys have been here. I really don't fuck with y'all. Straight up. They get money with y'all because y'all part of the plan. But,
speaking of plantation, you know, speaking of plantation, real quick, I know it's off subject, but real quick, since you mentioned that word, McDermott, Creighton University.
Oh, the Creighton coach.
What was that?
What's that about? Because I saw the article. I'm not into college football, so what was that about?
Well, basketball. So basically, more or less, he told his players he told them that they'd be back at the plantation or something to that effect. So
he said, keep your feet. He said, we need to hold our ground and keep your feet on the plantation. Don't step off the plantation.
Wow. There it is. So either way, he was suspended for every bit of, a week?
Yeah,
and then,
the last 3 games.
It was kind of those situations where it was like, okay, so they more or less sold up their ticket to the big dance. So they was like, all right, we're going to suspend, like, we're going to go ahead and suspend them or whatever. And then brought them back. You try to play the whole, well, I tried to quit, and they told me I didn't have to. And the funniest truth that kind of got exposed to this, because Creighton is a private institute, they didn't have to disclose anything that went down. It was kind of like it just kind of leaked as far as the news. But they didn't have to report anything because they don't report to the state.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of commonplace to know that that's just the fabric of the relationship. You know what I mean? Like, you know, homebred white boys, you know, most white families that, like, you know, really started here, their parents didn't, like, migrate here and started here, like, in the 1900s or whatever like that. It's like, your folks was here from the beginning of America type shit or whatever like that. Yeah, like, they ain't, you know, don't give a fuck about nobody else but them. Everybody can go. At the end of the day.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, I get it. I mean, then you also got to remember that, you know, the Jews control pretty much everything in the media also. So it's like.
Well, you know, it is a Catholic school. So, you know, he had to go before the Jesuit board. Now make no mistake
about homeboy. I was talking back about homeboy.
Oh, no. But
okay.
Even still, like with this dude, he had to go before the Jesuit board. They also did a 6-year inquiry. They talked to every single player for the last 6 years, every single one in those 4 or 5 days he was off, they interviewed every single one of them. So it's not like they didn't do their homework or research or whatever.
But what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, that underlying theme, because, like, you know, you saw the article about Papa John saying it took this nigga 20 months to stop saying the word nigga. Like, damn.
Right. And he kept
like,
going,
we know
though.
You say it, motherfucker. Like, don't change. Don't fake the funk for us, nigga. We know who you are. That shit ain't just because you stopped saying it on me, you ain't thinking it. Or that's not how you really feel. Right. Fuck out of here. Like, we understand this. Most people should understand what it is at this point. And
right.
I think they.
And then you got Shaq walking in there, getting the black vote back and shit for him. I mean, whatever.
It, you know, it's all a game.
Pizza's ass.
You know,
so that's. I said, let's not even give them any extra energy.
All right. Fuck
you
it.
Know, we know
energy.
Who's there for us. We know who ain't. Fuck them.
Right, fucking man in peace. Anyway, just speaking about that real quick, like I thought about that whole, you know, the generation being so the generation, everything is so offensive to everybody.
Everything
is so offensive to everybody. Like they canceled Pepe Le Pew, my nigga, because of what the cartoon depicted 70 years ago.
Right.
And he wasn't even no major character.
He was, he was a spinoff. But the thing is, he was like Hamburglar. Like, Hamburglar wasn't always in the McDonald's commercials when he was like, oh, shit, Hamburglar right there. You know what I mean?
Right.
You appreciate it. You appreciate
shit,
it.
Pepe was my guy. Like,
yo,
Pepe was entertaining. Like,
my thing is this. The bitch kept showing up wherever he was. It was like, who's really playing who?
Why? Yeah. So you're saying you don't want this?
He used to make them
right.
Go ham.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, when they did.
I live in isolation. Why you keep showing up where I'm at?
Mm-hmm. Not even that. This nigga is. Motherfucking, but when they, like Z said, but when they was biting, because there was a few episodes where Shorty bit, and he was like, hey, I ain't gonna do all this. Like,
yeah, enough of that shit.
Right.
I just played time over.
I'm just talking trash.
I think playtime
is
over.
Looks like I caught you on a bad day. No bullshit.
Yeah. And I mean, but, you know, and listen, nobody else thought I was supposed to see, but we just having fun, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we know at the end of the day, Pendleton was very fucking aggressive for us, for our young guys, to seeing this as normal behavior for this guy. So we get it. We know Pepe was wilding as we got older. Chappelle pointed this shit out in the Killing Them Softly stand-up early 2000s. You know what I'm saying? How he said that Sesame Street or, like, the cartoons kind of, you know, label society for us growing up. And he said, what kind of fucking rapist is this guy right here? And, you know,
yeah.
He put that out there earlier. And we all thought about the shit. Like, yo, goddamn, Pepe was, he was mad, touchy-feely, and she was, like, running. He was, like, chasing her down, like, nah.
Right.
Say you like it.
Right.
You like it.
Yeah.
He'll chase him down, run up from him, be like, "So you still haven't been convinced enough?"
Word. Start slobbing it down, like, "Yo, chill out." Like,
right.
So we get it. Right. It was very inappropriate behavior. Like, nobody denied it. We just have a little fun with the conversation. Goddamn. All right. So we understand.
I know. I better not see Foghorn Leghorn.
Yo, his redneck ass. His redneck ass.
I bet not ever see Foghorn.
But they done showed episodes with him saying nigger, like, straight up. Like,
nah, there was one.
Yeah, you got to go back to that old.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that joint. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of those cartoons, they banned a lot of those cartoons that ended up having, like, the Sambo face. Like saying explosive blew up in their face. And they turn around with the Sambo face, some shit like that.
Sambo,
like,
yeah,
like,
man.
Yeah, them niggas was there. Yeah, whoever was behind that pen ain't give a fuck. Straight up,
yo.
Ain't give.
Last one, and we gonna kind of get back to the format. If you could find the old version of Pinocchio, like when they first did Technicolor, yo.
Oh, yeah.
Pinocchio off the hook, dude.
What was that about? I don't even know nothing about that. What's that about?
Son.
They used to put Pinocchio in blackface. So, the old
like, had
old
like a
Zambo.
Zambo. They had
yo,
Zambo
when
the
they caught him lying. Nigga, they used to put him in blackface, man. Like, that was a part
shit,
of his punishment.
Word?
Yo, yeah. Yeah.
It's not funny, but damn, I know they.
And so you remember?
And that's why
you remember the circus? You remember the circus? Like when Pinocchio ran away? No, Pinocchio ran away to a circus too,
Pinocchio.
My nigga.
In Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Okay.
In Pinocchio, like in the old shit, like the one I seen was from like the 30s or the 40s, my nigga. Like this shit was old, and he was in a circus when he first ran away. And it was all types of, like, they was calling them niggers and all that shit in the circus, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
word.
Yeah. Disney went hard with that shit.
Yeah, Disney was a fucking racist anyway, so, you know.
So what they, instead of coloring him in blackface, what they did for the modern is they put them red cheeks on him. So you ever notice when Pinocchio lies, his cheeks hurt? Because it used to be that he would turn into blackface. And they'd be like, "Oh,
God,
you're lying,
damn,
yeah. Yo,
God,
yo like,
you know what, man? Disney brought magic to our young lives. He brought magic to our young lives, our friend, but fuck him at the same time, man.
Until I knew better, I didn't know. Right, like a lot of shit we do growing up and shit we watch, we didn't know until we got older and learned. Something.
Yeah, that's a fact. Like I said, and Looney Tunes was a good depiction of that too, because then they had the little fast niggas over there in Mexico. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
don't
speak. Right. Come on. Right. Little fast niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like the image.
And he had slowpoke though.
Yeah, and he had slowpoke.
He had slowpoke.
Yeah. Slowpoke Rodriguez.
And slowpoke had
that. I love
slowpoke.
That episode.
Slowpoke had that motherfucking Ruger on him too, though.
He did.
He bust his hammer.
He did.
That niggas down. Nah, that's a fact though. Them niggas went hard with that shit though. They labeled a lot of motherfuckers in Looney Tunes, nigga. A lot of people, and we all know Daffy was. We all knew Daffy.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, 9:24. We totally. I was just wanting to just, you know. I didn't mean for this conversation to go that far. As well,
we got an hour and a half.
Generation is,
they be all right.
A lot of niggas are soft, man. This generation, man. Everything offends everybody. Everybody's finding something to be offended by so they can have a voice. Fuck out of here,
man.
What happened to the good old days? No,
we're
just joking.
Well, you walk out and see, like, shut up, faggot.
Yeah, but. And you knew you was playing, faggot ass nigga. Shut up.
Right.
Yeah. Alpha that boy is on your ass at that point.
On yo,
try that shit
then
now.
I'm trying to tell you, yo fam,
Them niggas is the biggest bullies out there right now. I don't give a fuck what you say. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You talk greasy about any of that community, they are coming to shut your lights out, my nigga. Straight up. Right. Especially if you're on a major public platform and you speak ill of anybody related to that, remotely related to that community, shit. Good luck. They going to bully your ass to back to submission, nigga. I'm telling you. Fucking playing the victim all the time. Anyway, 9:25. You'll be right back.
And I'll bring you out the darkness. Sweet King Martin. Sweet Queen Coretta. Sweet Brother Malcolm. Sweet Queen Betty. Sweet Mother Mary. Father Joseph, sweet Jesus, we made it in America, sweet baby Jesus, ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh sweet baby Jesus, we made it in America, sweet baby Jesus, ooh, oh sweet baby Jesus, we made it in America. My mama, I was on the come up. She said, you going to school, I give you a summer. Then she met no ID and gave me his number. 10 years later, she driving a Hummer. Niggas hustle every day for a beat from Ye. What I do? Turn around, get them beats to Jay. And I'm rapping on a beat they was supposed to buy. I guess I'm getting high on my own supply. Downtown, mixing fabrics, trying to find the magic. Started a little blog just to get some traffic. Old folks are telling that they're playing traffic. A million hits and the web crashes. Damn, South Park had them all laughing. Now all my niggas designing and we all swagging. Ignore the critics just to say we did it. This ain't no fashion show, motherfucker, we live it.
King Martin, sweet Queen Coretta, sweet Brother Malcolm, sweet Queen Betty, sweet Mother Mary, Father Joseph, sweet Jesus, we made it in America, sweet baby Jesus, ooh, 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 ooh. Oh sweet baby Jesus, we made it in America, sweet baby Jesus, ooh, oh sweet baby Jesus, we made it in America.
Pledge allegiance to my grandma for that banana pudding, our piece of Americana. Our apple pie was supplied through Arm and Hammer, straight out the kitchen. Don't wake Nana. Build the republic to still stand. I'm trying to lead a nation and lead of my little man. On my daughter, so I'm boiling this water. The schedule's lopsided, I'm just restoring order. Hold up, here comes grandma. What's up, Yaya? What's that smell? Oh, I'm just boiling some agua. No papa, bad Santa. The streets raised me, part in my bad manners. I got my liberty, chopping grams up. Street justice, I pray God understand us. I pledge allegiance to all the scramblers. This is the Star Spangled Banner.
Sweet King Martin, sweet Queen Coretta, sweet Brother Malcolm, sweet Queen Betty, sweet Mother Mary, Father Joseph, sweet Jesus, we made it in America, sweet baby Jesus, ooh, 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 ooh. Oh sweet baby Jesus, we made it in America, sweet baby Jesus, ooh, oh sweet baby Jesus, we made it in America.
/9:29. Out of respect for Kanye, I had to let the entire instrumental play out. Now it's 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard, 8:30 in the Central Time Zone. We transmit live from Mars, 914-219-0866. I'm Joe BP, rolling up this lava cake. It's Midwest East Omaha. He's going to tell us what the weather's like at some point during the show. And my nigga on the boards, pause. Board man gets paid. Like, you've been spinning the past couple of shows, my nigga. Like, I just want to tell you that.
I see you. I tell you, that playlist has inspired me, man. That's what I didn't realize how much I was missing that era of good music as much as I have until I put that list together. Like, this is like a breath of fresh air to me, my nigga. Like, for real. It puts me in a good mood.
So
that was a great era of music in its own right too.
So I argue that the 2000s, so we're saying from 2000 to 2000, what, 10? The 2009.
Give or take.
2000 to 2009.
Give or take, around that time, right.
Like, arguably, and this, we could probably save this for a Monday show, because it just hit, Paul's just hit me like a bolt of lightning. Dare you argue to say that the 2000 era was just as good as the decade that preceded it?
That's a big argument. Now, there could be, there is,
my 90s era raising will not allow me to answer that right now. It will not allow me to answer that at this moment. It will not allow me to answer that.
I can answer it. So there's an argument to be made, right? But in the court of law, possession is 9/10. And I don't, dang it. So it's really difficult to eliminate everyone that participated in the 90s who didn't have a major impact in the 2000s. So, like, it's like a good 60% of everything that rolled into the 2000s was hangover from the 90s. So, yes, the argument can be made for the
You can't stamp that because we knew a change was occurring in the second half of the late 90s, from 97, 98, there was a change in sound starting to happen around there.
If you're going to document the data, you can't document the data from June of 97 prior. Like, that doesn't work. So, like, you have to equate the time frame. So with that being said, then, yeah, sure, there was a newer era coming up from 97, 98, and 99, like I said, that bled into the 2000s. Those were the shining stars in the 2000s. But you cannot, you can't see, and that's what I'm saying. You can make the point, but you can't necessarily say that the 2000, you know what I mean? There's an argument there, but I don't think that there's a point to be made. And that's the unfortunate part is that,
this is too much. This is too heavy of a topic. Just stop now.
Like I said, we have to revisit this.
No, we can't do this right now. No, we can't do this. It won't be fair to ourselves. It won't be fair to the show that we plan for. It won't be fair to that topic either. I gotta do some research on that. That's a good question.
Considering we've been dallying as far as the entertainment side of things, let's get to, I guess, the leading topic of discussion. Here in America, we get more money. Some of y'all been getting money. Some of y'all in other countries been getting money the whole time. So getting the money from your government isn't a new concept.
Right.
Mm. But damn it.
It's not always a bad thing.
As a beneficiary, as a beneficiary of this free money, however way you want to call it, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Because
yeah, I'm not mad.
This shit is
I'm
going to
mad.
Allow me to, yo, it's going to allow me to do so much shit that I need to do to set me up for the future. And I feel like I'm doing with it what its intended purpose was. Like, I'm getting something out of it. The government's going to get something out of the deal as well. And honestly, that's all the government really wants in America. It's like, yeah, you can get money, but make sure we get ours off the top. Like,
off
so,
the top. Right back. I need that right
off
back.
The top. Like, I need
yeah.
25 right now.
I need that right back, and you keep what's left. I will call it even. We'll call it even.
And if you don't give it back, I'll take it back. Like,
I'm
straight
up. And then I'm putting tax on. I'm putting more tax on it because you made me come get it. Like, I thought we had
tax,
a deal,
nigga.
My nigga. Like, yeah, I thought we had a deal. I pulled you in. But,
so,
you know, but hey, I ain't mad at that shit either, my nigga. Like, at the end of the day, you know, I know what I claim because I understand the rules, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that keeps me right in line with, you know, with certain, as you quote-unquote say, freebies at this moment, whatever like that. But it's not freebies to some because some people really need it. But I'm just curious because there was a congressman. I forget who I was, the senator of Congress, so don't misquote me on it. He said that this $1,400 right here is going to help Americans pay their bills for the next 4 months. I said, what fucking planet
what
is this
bill?
Guy living on? What fucking planet is this
four
guy living
months?
On? That'll who the fuck
cable,
is going to let 14? Who that? This is what I'm saying.
Gas.
How the hell are you going to let $1,400 stretch 4 months? That should barely stretch 4 days for some people, B.
That's average rent and mortgage payment.
And that's on the light end. That's on the light end.
Average. You heard the word average.
That's on
the
light
end. Average, fam.
Jesus.
That's not even my school bill for my kids. They wouldn't even pay school for one to 30 days.
I want to know what calculator that nigga used to solve that equation. Like,
no bullshit.
Whatever one that is, take that shit off the shelf now. Don't sell that to nobody else. Nobody needs to be able to do math like you anywhere on this planet,
no.
Nigga.
That's like Common Core bullshit.
If this the product that is, if this the solution set that I get from that equation, throw that whole calculator away, nigga.
The whole thing.
Straight up.
And sue whoever came up with it.
Yeah, man. Fact. So, when niggas get this shit, though, like, they said there's not going to be a crab leg left in the ocean. Is that what you're going to spend your money on, you Maryland nigga, you Jovi? You going to go get some crab legs, nigga? And have a
nigga
boil?
Nah, son. Like, that shit's for regular niggas, son. Like, they get super excited when they buy the shit up. Like, you got to budget that shit. Like, I eat crab legs year round, so I don't get the fucking hype. Like, oh, this time of year is coming up now, I can go crazy. Like, the same meme I seen is, like, ain't gonna be a ribeye on the shelf or a crab leg on ice.
Yeah, or that's a fact. Niggas about to go ham. Taxes just seem to hit at the same time. And they about to open your state. That's the perfect segue. And they about to open your state up full steam ahead this weekend. And it was just, what, 60 degrees? Like, the weather kind of, quote-unquote, broke, you think, for the spring?
Nigga,
the spring
it's 70, it got up to 72 degrees yesterday. And okay. Then it got up to about 74 degrees today. It's going to cool down. But, Like, you already know how that shit goes in the DMV.
Same here.
You know how that shit goes.
Oh yeah, the bikes is gonna be out there. Ain't came out already. All up and down New York Avenue, ribbon and running. You already know how that's gonna go. M Street
about
to
open
be
up
lit.
The clubs and all
yeah,
that shit.
That's what I'm
MGM
saying. About to be all. Oh, he about to open MGM back up. Oh shit, hell yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, it's about to be crazy. That National Harbor about to be stupid out there.
But they had to get that money back, bro. Like
they do.
You're too dependent on certain factors in Maryland.
Taxes are due April 15th, fam.
Cash grab right here. Smash and grab. Smash and grab.
Taxes are due, baby. They gonna get theirs.
Yeah. But have we heard anything about any kind of, like, you know, spike in volatility or any kind of new strains that was able to come out of all of these people meeting up in Atlanta, no shit like that, or anything coming out of, pause, like, out of Texas or Mississippi that cases
no,
rise because of this?
Open. No.
No, but whatever the fuck is going on in New York is scary as shit.
What's scary about it? They say it's a new strain?
The laws that are coming up behind it. Like the restrictions, the shit that they're not talking about, right? Like, yeah. And then
well, whatever,
Cuomo,
though, man. I don't give a fuck.
And they got all the heat on Cuomo for grabbing, you know, bitches by the vagina and shit. Yeah.
I mean, listen, man. Everybody's gonna get caught up to some of that shit at some point. If they ever did anything dirty, any shit, then their days is numbered. Whoever they are, because somebody gonna get mad sooner or later, say something. You know what I mean? That shit is all theater in there anyway, dude. Y'all know how that shit go. All that shit's orchestrated. All that shit's orchestrated.
Watch what I'm telling you. Everybody about to get this money. So Biden. And you see, I'm segueing like a motherfucking pimp right now. So, because you know, Biden just signed, he got to sign the bill. So, it passed through the House. So, again, back to the stimmy shit. So, it's just ironic that, like, we said it on previous shows, like, yo, they always try to find a way to where we're not going to take the summer away. Like, they just, like, they're slowly but surely, at least in the U.S., this is how they've been doing it. They're like, okay, let's open up these little tourist areas. Let's see where people like to travel. Let's go ahead. And in a microcosm, if it's going to work in Ocean City, because quiet as kept, as far as, like, beach towns go, I didn't really understand how lit Ocean City was, like, to everybody else until I started meeting people from other places in Ocean City. Like, you're from Oklahoma? What the fuck made you come over here?
We doing like, over here, nigga.
Like, what the fuck you doing here?
Like
there was plenty of other spots you could have went to.
When we was out there that summer, you know, the first night when we all got separated, right? I was with some country bumpkins that night. Like, legit with some, like, y'all from where? I've never even heard of that. But okay, let's hang out. Country bumpkins.
You know what,
like,
though?
Like,
what's the worst part? I've never been to Ocean City. I never hung out over
there. Oh, Lord.
Never been there. That wasn't on my mind while I was out there for some reason. And I don't know why. It was just never like, you know. I guess because I'm not a beach nigga. You know what I'm saying? I didn't grow up around beaches like that.
You,
I went to the beach.
You weren't in circulation like that. Like, you know, you just got here. Yeah, you just got here. You just got married. Like, nigga, it was a wild era for us. So, like, we were moving and shaking.
Right.
We was, like, 27, 28. 20. That was right after Jason passed away. So, it was, like, I think it was, like, 27, 28 years old. I mean, me. I was
like, niggas was just doing shit, bro. Pause.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I missed that run.
Never
been there. All good, though.
So,
anyway,
I mean, and it's family-oriented, so you can do it.
That's what I hear. That's what I'm saying. I've heard so many walks of life have spoke highly of Ocean City. I just never, you know, been there to experience it myself, you know. I ain't going to sleep over this shit either, but, you know, maybe it's something I'll do one day. Who knows? So, you know, good luck to you guys in Maryland. I'm interested in seeing if there's any kind of new data comes out, you know, crime, bloody murder, or like Jovi said, they're just peeling the Band-Aid off slowly right now, seeing, making sure this, you know, it's just, all it is just scab that needs to come off. Like, it's not like, you know, still dry blood up under that motherfucker. Like, you know, as long as it's all scabbed up, we let that bitch air out and let it heal on its own from here. You know what I mean?
No bullshit.
Yeah, no bullshit. But, you know, shit, we'll see where it goes. I'm interested. They got my attention. 9:46. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. And since we're on this topic of, you know, opening the country back up and immunization and, you know, people, you know, but still going to be able to spread these, going to be super spreaders, or that people going to be labeling shit or whatever like that. Whoop-de-woo, still going to be doctoring up numbers, whatever, whatever. They got this vaccine passport thing popping off now, too. So where...
digital and paper.
They're really trying to, like, put lock and key on shit, like, right in front of your eyes, yo. And, you know, we don't want to say we told you this was going to happen, but, you know, told you this was going to happen. So, you know, here we are. So, you know, we'll get into that on the other side of this. As well as later on, we got this Basketball Hall of Fame class we want to talk about, as well as Did You Know, and as well as Bitch Please. So we got the full lineup ready, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take another break. We're going to be right back. Theaters?
Woke up one morning out some bomb-ass cock. My dick kind of limp, so I cruise around the block. Call my cousin Snoop as I swoop in the coupe. Stop by my homie Blue House to puff on the loop. See my little homie Style, who I ain't seen in a while. Damn, they gon' floatin' on cloud one night. Liquor store, so I grab some mixed gin and juice. Got a quarter pound of bud, so I'm fucked up too. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, bell back in the crib. Because I'm all lean, conversated, then I dug that hoe out. I fixed me some food and bone the hell out. Win. 2 a.m. on the jizz-a, I pause and I stizz up. I reminisce on that ass that I rizz up. Now I'm high as a kite, yeah, and I'm feeling all right. 4 a.m. as I stroll back to my crib, see what's with my woman and my newborn kid.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind, we do this every day about the same time.
Dedicated to her.
dedicated for show. Dripping willows on satin pillows. Love is being checked from a hoe. Dead president still giving their fuck on. I'm so happy because ain't nothing like a lollipop that gets sucked all day long. A tangy little candy drop. I love it when she brings me the pay. Dedicated like every day to the sunshine. Yeah, my hoe brings me mine. For life she said she'd do it, and I believed her when I accepted. Yeah, I got pimp bones in my body, and I rock them like Lottie Dottie. I rock them mighty hearty like Lottie Dottie. I got pimp bones in my body.
A51 in the Midwest, 951 on the East Coast. Transmitting live from Mars is the name of the show. Get with it or get lost. We do it every Monday and Wednesday. 914-219-0866 is the number to dial. Press the number one if you wish to contact. Anywho, joined by my esteemed Joe VP, holding it down in the Mid-Atlantic. Again, that's that Nick Save, holding it down in the boroughs of New York. I am Midwest Z, a.k.a. Omaha, a.k.a. God Hates You Country. It was 74 degrees today. It is now a whole 30. Welcome to the Midwest.
Keep that shit. You keep all of that.
Oh, no, don't worry. Y'all about to get it. Y'all about to get all of it. Pause. But yeah, we're gonna go to this this vaccine passport deal. You know, so the interesting part that I like that baffles me is they have a digital one and then they have a paper passport. I mean, how y'all gonna track it though? Like, how you gonna how you gonna make sure it's authentic, right? Like,
that's why they're going digital. That's why they're going digital, so they can track
they
it.
Right, but I mean, if somebody works in a doctor's office and is like, okay, the vaccine is clear, that's not authentic to me.
Now, if you pay for, and they get to say, yeah, you clear, then you know. I mean, that's going to happen too. You know what I mean? But, you know, right now, that's why they're trying to digitize it, because they're already making the fake, you know, vaccine cards over, like, in the UK. Those are the ones that's developing the shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And they already have about 60 million people vaccinated as it is, which that's fine. But yeah, we'll see
I'm
how it all works
one
out,
dog. Yeah, I'm gonna sit this one out, dog. Like, you just have to do domestic until that shit is lifted. Until they feel like, you know, there's enough people out there that got it, that it's not a pandemic. You know, got the vaccination, so it's not a threat no more. I'm gonna sit this one out. We just gotta mark time. That's just how I'm looking at it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? If they're going to put any kind of restrictions up, and some countries are doing that right now, I guess because it's so early in the game, but I guess there's more people, you know, claiming to get vaccinated, whatever the case may be, or whatever, you know, that's what they're trying to mandate right now. So, you know, but are people going to be okay with this? Question, is niggas just going to go on to get along? Or are people going to be okay with this? Like, I'm curious to see what the reaction is when this shit start happening. If motherfuckers really, you know, truly stand on their integrity, like, you're not smoking, and I'm not, you know, it's my body, my choice type shit. Feel me? Like, what's going to be the beginning of the split for two Americas? You know what I mean?
This is just the test run on just showing you and selling you on a different set of freedoms. Like they're taking away a freedom that they quote unquote used to give you, and they're replacing it with a different freedom, which basically means they're figuring out a different way to control you. Like they took this one thing away, but they're saying, oh, but if you do this, you can go right back to doing the shit that you used to do before we told you that you had to do this. So just do this and
you'll be good.
You'll be good. Like just do what the fuck we told you to do. Like people laughed at, you know, and he became a meme and all types of gifs came up with Hogan, the whole wear the damn mask thing. Like that's pretty much the whole sentiment. And then everything that we brought up during the show is just everything's just kind of just happening at the same time. Now all of a sudden it's early. I think it's still early March, and we are getting mid spring weather in early March. Daylight savings time is Sunday. That shit kicks off.
And everybody like, getting that money. And everybody getting that money.
Man,
newly open state. Please,
man.
Perfect fucking storm.
Go ahead and give the people. Go ahead and give the people in the East Coast that weather that they like to spend money to.
Please, that's all they want to do.
Get them sundresses and nails up.
Tangier Outlet's about to be cracking this weekend, nigga. You hear me?
And you know, that's the side of town I grew up on, nigga. I hate going over there now.
Yeah, I'm telling you, nigga. That whole side of town is about to be ignited over this good weather this weekend and this little bit of change in their pocket. Because they said this thing could start hitting as early as this weekend in some people. You know what I mean? But they was like definitely by like next week. So, please. This shit, man. Like I said, man, I'm with the shit. You know what I mean? Like I said, there's a new set of rules when you go out, but, you know, stick to the script, nigga. You be all right, apparently. That's how I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Stick to the script.
Sure, I'm still going, certain situations, I'm still going to mask up. I don't give a fuck. Look at me crazy all you want. Like,
oh, yeah.
I know it's a bunch
of
motherfuckers.
I still wear my mask, man. Like, as much as I don't want to, I still wear it. People out here walking in, like, restaurants and shit, and they don't care. Niggas can't wait.
Niggas cannot wait to be able to just get back to what they remembered as normal life.
Nostalgia.
So, yeah, like I said, I'm gonna sit back and watch. I'm gonna see how things go. You know what I mean? And you know, I'll move accordingly. That's probably the best thing to do, is just move accordingly. Because niggas going to do what they're going to do anyway, right? Apparently.
Right. Right.
And the thing about it is, the last part about the whole thing is the fact that, you know, we see all of these joints is happening in these, you know, in these Republican states. Not that, you know, I don't know if that's a thing, but all of the states that's like, you know, all the way back to what it used to be or getting there, that's all these states. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I don't know if that plays a part in whatever, but, you know. So, yo, anyway, I know Jovi was talking about, you know, Push is trying to make an album. And you think he's back in album mode, about to do another album? Is that what you were saying?
So, I mean, of course, you see you always see different artists, you know, that actually, you know, use their social media. You can tell the ones who actually handle their own social media versus, you know, paying someone to take pictures of them and manage their account for them. Terrence doesn't post a lot. And usually when he posts, it's to announce some type of news or to show you some new shoes or some car that he just got, or a pool that he's getting installed. Like, he posts for the sole purpose of, like, this is what I'm doing right now. My life's better than yours type shit. So to see him,
wow.
I mean, to see him in the studio, I mean, it's clearly he's in the studio. And kudos to the person who edited the rando that was sitting in the damn background of the picture. Like, that was some top-notch editing. Like, they completely pixelated a random in the background, and that way the only people you could see in the photo is Pusha and Pharrell. So, like I said, it looks like he's in the studio. Their success goes pause hand in hand with one another. Like, you can't mention Pharrell without mentioning Pusha T and the Clips. And you can't mention, you damn sure can't mention the Clips and Pusha T
without
mentioning Pharrell.
Absolutely not.
So, it just looked like he's gearing up in the rumors. The rumors have been like whatever album that they're going over, glossing over, that is pretty much done, but it's being produced by Pharrell and Ye. So, interesting.
Yeah, it is. It is that combination, to say the least. Listen, y'all, top of the hour, 10 o'clock. We'll take another quick break. In honor of talking about Push and Pharrell, I want to pay homage to this beat because this beat has kind of like it dies at a certain part because of a certain individual that rhymes on it on such a banging track, but you got to sit through to hear the other part of the Clips. 10:01. If I describe and you understand what I'm about to do, just bow your head, you know, in the middle of the song, and then take a moment of silence. We'll be right back.
Told him up, light it up, nigga. Birdman, motherfucker. Clips, yeah. Come on, Lil, and handle your business for me, boy. What happened to that boy?
Yeah.
What happened to that boy? What happened to that boy?
He was talking shit, we put a clap into that boy.
What happened to that boy?
Whoa.
What happened to that boy?
Yeah.
What happened to that
listen.
Boy? He was talking shit, we put a clap into that boy.
I heard it snitching on a player, man, say it ain't so. Even as a youngin', they consigned me to blow. Explains why I'm worth my weight in gold. While they was taking baby steps from an A to an O. Word in the streets that the envy is me. Enough ice on that watch to make a nigga lose sleep. Magnified face, help the bitch see clearly. Nine on the waist, hit the bitch up severely. I'm known for the flip for that cocaina. I'm heavy in the street like the 7-series Beamer, man. Hit him with the Nina, man. Or that 4/5 guaranteed to lean your man. Whoa, I'm the reason that your block is vacant. Malicious will hit ya just to make a statement, bitch. Cause in cash money, who ain't rich? Don't compare me to you, nigga, you ain't this. Whoa, what happened to that boy? What happened to that boy? What happened to that boy? He was talking shit, we put a clap into that boy. What happened to that boy?
Hey.
What happened to that boy? What happened to that boy?
Hey.
He was talking shit, we put a clap into that boy.
Stunner and Patty Cake, the worldwide push. Birdman, nigga, leave the guns in the bushes. Bitch, shitting up brick. Let him unload on the gussy. Balls are together with the round shape cooking shit. One throw one, nigga, flood the block. If I don't go to jail, nigga, birds are flock. Nigga, sitting on the trailer, bitch, get off the pot. The birds just landed, so the hood gon' rock. New whip, big chips, the product, Gucci shit. But mommy, you fly beans, the wide skinny lips. She takes my flight, she holds my weight. While the pork was staked out from state to state. It ain't nothing to a baller, baby. Pay the cost, big money, heavyweight, Birdman, hood boss, baby. Stepping on my line, I sure love something. May call it, you don't come out in the black cross.
Another soul lost, had to make his shirt match my hot blood colored Porsche. Ugh, the rims match, of course. Blood hit his Timbs, it reminded me of them. Glistening, wrist on chiller. Gun in the same palm, a gorgeous killer. I put this on my lord, my niece was 4 when she felt chinchilla. I passed the shore for that shit that made fiends rise from the dead like Thriller. Gangster, hustler, at night still found time to kiss my mother. Live like I'm dreaming, kick my feet up, gun poke my waist, remind me of my demons. So quit your yapping before I get to clapping and have your body parts mixed and matching, fella. What happened to that boy? What happened to that boy? What happened to that boy? He was talking shit, we put a clap into that boy. What happened to that boy? What happened to that boy? What happened to that boy? He was talking shit, we put a clap into that boy.
Hey, there it is, nigga, that you have. Birdman, Clip, Young Smith, V8, you know. Uptown, nigga, we go anywhere with this bullshit. We flip bricks, you understand? Hey, nigga, put this puzzle together. Hey, for real, you did this shit, nigga. 1,000 piece, puzzle, 100, you know, let's get this money. Hey, nigga, I smell something. Coca leaf plants, bitch, you know. Get money, motherfucker. However you want it, you can get it, pimp. From gangster to blood, nigga, take it how you want it. Nigga, we get it how we live. Ain't nothing but the thug thing, nigga. Money thing.
This nigga Birdman talking all kinds of manners of shit into that song. Whatever though, that beat is still tough. Like, you can still play that at a spot, just the first verse, because Birdman is like, you know. You know what I mean? You only get that first verse, and you gotta get, you gotta jump in and jump out. Pause. Because niggas don't look at you crazy. Play Birdman verse. That's like with that Lil Wayne song that came out. That Always Strapped. That was my shit. That song is solidified. It, like, I could play that song anytime, and not, and, you know, and it won't ever be a bad time to play that song for me. I like that song a lot, and just have to listen to this nigga on there. Like, goddamn, I want to listen to this song, but I want to listen to you. You know what I mean?
Quite a few artists like that, but he might be the most egregious. He might be the most egregious.
Because he knows when it's a banger. He got to get right the second verse so niggas can listen to him before they hear the rest of the other niggas' verse. So, like, he's smart. You know what I mean?
Marketing.
Like,
he opens the track.
You know he can't open the track. The niggas are turning right off. You know what I mean? So he got to follow up. He got to be like the Sunny C from Onyx. You know what I mean? You know you just got
to listen
to
Split Star. I'll listen to Split Star before I listen to Birdman, nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Split Star at least has some bars that I can remember when his shit come, when some of his shit come on. Because I like Bust, you know, Paul, you know what I'm saying, music. So I got all the Flip Mode shit. I got the album. I got the fucking, you know, Rod Digger shit. So I'm a fan of they team and everything like that, they music. So Flipstar has some good appearances.
Sneaky bars.
He was sneaky good. He was sneaky okay. You will say Flipstar's a bump. But you're not going to say, yo, throwing that shit that Swift Star's on. You ain't going to say that either.
Right.
You ain't going to look for that. If he's on the track, that was dope, you could deal with his verse. But you're going to be like, yo, that shit that Swift Star's up featured in, put that shit. You're never going to
that
shit.
You ain't never in the history of niggardom have heard anyone say that.
Yeah, that's a fact. It ain't nothing against him. He just, you know, that's Flip Star. You know what I mean? So, anyway, we got a quick digital note for you guys. NBA version style. So, what was it? NBA Hall of Fame style.
Hall of
Fame. Let's get to it.
Hall of Fame. So, there we go. There's my theme music. All right. Every former regular season MVP has been inducted.
Really?
Word.
Because, I mean, how difficult is it to be an MVP? Like, that ain't just a walk in the park.
Well, I wouldn't say that. But I would say that it's not unbelievable to think that if they got in the Hall of Fame, they had to have a kick-ass year, at least one kick-ass year. So,
right.
I guess so. Okay.
Yeah.
But to your point, though, a lot of niggas is getting the Hall of Fame just because they played alongside a certain nigga or against a certain nigga for most of their career. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I hear what you're saying on that. Definitely hear what you're saying on that. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. There's only been one scoring champion who has not been inducted into the Hall of Fame. And that was Max Zasilowski, 1947-1948. He's the only one to not have been inducted into the Hall of Fame. And he was a scoring
champion. Because they can't pronounce that nigga last name. That's why, man. I ain't saying
exactly.
This shit all night.
Yeah. Speaking of scoring champions, every player that has averaged 30 points per game in a season is in the Hall of Fame.
Makes sense.
So you're saying Bradley Beal's a future Hall of Famer?
Pretty much.
And so is Westbrook.
So far to date, every single one that has is.
Westbrook, you can't disrespect Westbrook, bro. Like,
well, I can't. I'm not trying to disrespect him. I'm just saying,
yeah.
But, you know, I guess he's going to be like in the Tracy McGrady category. Never won the chip, but, you know. I guess
not
so.
Yet. He hasn't won one yet. His career is not over yet. But. The total number of NBA players inducted in 1 year is a maximum of 6.
Okay, that's fair. Long
that's
term.
The most.
What's that?
That's the most that they allot.
Yeah, 6 in 1 year.
Okay.
All right,
last one.
Let's find a decent one here. There are 116 players that were inducted as active players. That's interesting because it takes 4 years after you play to be inducted, but there were somehow over the inception 116 NBA players inducted while they were actual players. It does not have a list of names. Yeah. I would like to look that up and figure that out, though.
That's interesting.
Very.
Fucking interesting.
Well, there is, ladies and gentlemen. Like, dudes who had, like, you know, 20-plus year careers, it wouldn't make sense.
But you mean as active player, like, they're still on a roster, somebody's roster, while they're getting inducted into the Hall of Fame?
It doesn't say. It just says inducted as like just active players. So this doesn't say like in retirement or nothing like that. So it's kind of a open ended statement.
Yeah. I don't get that one.
But
interesting nonetheless.
And there, right, did you know?
Take a break, come back with Bitch Please, and we're gonna wrap this bitch up. Be right back.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord of the Mercy. All night, Sunday, Central. Follow me now. We say, say hi, Dick. Get your rolling hip hop. Say, Jay Rose, get your rolling hip hop. Redefinition, say, you're rolling hip hop. Say, Black Dog, come to Rocket Nuts.
From the first to the last of it, delivery is passionate. The whole and not the half of it. Forecasting aftermath of it. Projectile and I'm blasting with accurate assassin shit. Me and Quali close like Bethlehem and Nazareth. After this, you be pressing rewind on top of your master this. Shining like an asterisk for all those that you gather it. Connecting like a brown house from the townhouse to the tenements. Cause all my Brooklyn residents on a heavy regiment. Don't believe, hear the evidence. We're Brooklyn. See that? Buy the ticket, all can't believe that. From where they send the jury at to where the police react. Tell them quality, equality, just tell them where we be at.
and cash we trust, cause this ghetto fabulous life look pretty. What a pity, blunts are still 50 cents. It's intense. Street sense is dominant, can't be covered with incense. My presence felt, my name is Quali from the eternal reflection. People think your MC is shorthand for misconception. Let me meditate, set it straight. Came to the conclusion that most of these cats is featherweight. Let me demonstrate, walking the streets is like battling. Be careful with your body, you must know karate. You think your soul is bulletproof like Sade. Now acting like a bitch already, be a visionary. And maybe you can see your name in the column of obituaries. Third grade teacher reading and talking about, I knew he'd amount to nothing. Neighbors like he was the quiet type, who'd have thought they was fronting. Talking loud like you and RCA, get carted away with body parts and trays. What a way to start your day, yo, it's like
1, 2, 3, most of it's Hollywood. We came to rock it on to the center. Best alliance in hip hop, why oh? I said 1, 2, 3, it's kinda dangerous to be an MC. It's y'all Tupac and Biggie, too much violence in hip hop, why oh?
I said my hat keep on making it, Brooklyn keep on taking it, so relax with it, give me back Red Hook where we're living at. Clearly got me struggling and hustling and bubbling. It ain't about production and what is we discussing. When the cock crows, my crop grows, enable me to rock flows, striving for perfection ever since I was a snot nose colossal. True original B-boy apostle, standing on a rooftop with the Zulu Gestapo.
You think you the shit, somebody in the wings will force you to quit. It could be your crew, a click, or some random kid you smoke Buddha with. Consider me the entity within the industry, without a history of spitting the epitome of stupidity. Living my life, expressing my liberty, you gotta be done properly. My name is in the middle of equality. People follow me and other cats are hearing flow and assume I'm the real one with the lyrics like I'm Cyrano.
Still sipping with your well water imported from Pluto, 360 milliliters for all the believers in miles of kilometers. Most cats cannot precede us in the jungle with the leaders. We the lions, you the cheaters. A cypher who complete us if we come through your receivers. You can play us and repeat us and then take us from a reader. Good Jesus, no stepping quality just make a pussy freeze up, think it over, ease up.
1, 2, 3, most heaven, solid quality. We came to rock it all to the tip top. Best alliance in hip hop. Why oh? I said 1, 2, 3, it's kinda dangerous to be an MC. This shot to Pac and Biggie. Hold your head when the beat drop. Why oh?
Oh, sorry. I thought Jovi had it. He's going right there. My fault.
Yeah. My bad. 10-17. Burr.
Wow.
9-17.
Nigga got caught slipping.
9-17 Central. You say what, bro?
The nigga got caught slipping, son.
Yeah. That 10-17 burr. But we transmit live from Mars. 914-219-0866. Recovering the fumble. That's me, Joe VP. Pointing at me, laughing while I recovered the fumble was DNS, that nigga saved James.
Hey. Somebody has to do it.
And standing there picking his nose, not even realizing what was happening. Midwest East Omaha.
No. I got it.
So, I had a very, very qualified candidate for Bitch Please. And like our show does, you know, we tend to pause, be flexible, and reserve the right to alter any choices or any changes to the format should we see fit.
At any time.
So with that being said, Ronald Birdman Williams, you are the Bitch Please for this fucking week.
Bitch Please.
Do tell.
Because you had one fucking job. So I alluded to it when we were off, you know, during the break in our group text. Like, he is the sole reason why Pusha T don't like them niggas. Like, all you had to do was release the song so it could be on Hell Hath No Fury. That's all they wanted. They built the song. 2/3 of the artists on the song are the clips. Like, you can't even call it just song. But he knew how much money that shit was bringing in. He didn't want to part ways with the song. And so it further delayed the Hell Hath No Fury album. And since then, you know, Pusha T has made it a business, you know, his business on every project to drag someone that he feels like dragging that's affiliated with Cash Money. So it's all Ronald's fault. It's all Ronald's fault. So
wow.
I'm sorry, he's not Ronald, because Ronald is Slim. That's Brian. It's all Brian's fault.
Oh, yeah, Brian, there you go.
It's all Brian's fault. I had to think about it. I was like, B and B. Yep, it's all Brian's fault. I don't even want to get Slim involved with this shit, because Slim be chilling. But your little brother is out here fucking the money up. Like,
God,
you,
damn.
Who knows what type of musical magic could have been fostered if he didn't burn that bridge early on.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
yeah, wow. I had no idea. I had no idea that was the story behind that.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Well,
so,
but
yeah, learned the inner workings because
please,
of it.
Please.
Yeah, you definitely
and because
one,
of it, that's why. That's why you heard certain, when he was, the line, he was like, you signed to a nigga who signed to another nigga who signed to three niggas. How else would he know that unless he was working?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That line.
Well deserved. Well deserved. I guess his one shining moment as in his art, in his artist lifetime, was that whole Breakfast Club thing. Put some respect on my name.
Did you finish or is you done?
Is we finished or is you done? Nigga asked you two different ways.
God.
Y'all niggas still, y'all got nothing else to say, right? Is we finished or is you done? Conversation's over,
that
my nigga. I said
word.
What I said. I give him
said
that.
What I said.
Word, nigga. Said what I said, nigga. And that's the final word. I give him that. That was
common. He did that shit to Charlamagne, though. Like,
yeah, I know. Yeah, he was
yeah.
Nobody. But Charlamagne be warranting some of that shit sometimes, though, man. He,
no, he
you know,
does.
I mean, that,
yeah.
I guess. Hey, listen. I guess that's his lane. And, you know, if you got a niche that works, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I ain't mad at him for it, but yeah, he garners a lot of heat because of his commentary. You know what I mean? But shit, if you don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? That's his career. He's working.
So,
not mine.
So we discussed it, you know, during our tech production meeting that we didn't have yesterday because, you know, things weren't being properly communicated. We get that. You know, players fuck up. So we're going to move on from that. So this year, because they didn't have a ceremony last year, they want to basically induct two classes this year. So for the 2021, there's, you know, Z, probably a more pausier person than you. Is Paul Pause Pierce. He's not even
Pierce.
The truth no more.
Pause Pierce.
Yo, that shit he said about Embiid is forever, forever terrible.
Yeah,
he I don't even know if it was Embiid, but it was somebody who was like, I want the whole load. Like, pause for this whole statement. I want the whole load.
Yeah.
He keeps giving me a little piece here and a piece there.
Give me the whole load. I want the whole load. They said, give me a little taste. I want the whole load. Like, ew, nigga. Who you talking to? Who you talking to? Oh my God!
You filthy!
I want the whole look. Oh, who you? Yeah, yo, fam.
That's what he said. Hell,
but he's
word,
eligible
so
for the hall. he's eligible. Like, first ballot. Like, you look at the other cats who haven't. And I'm gonna be real. As far as accomplishments, the only one that could really semi fuck with him is you know the other tallest champion, Chris Bosh. That's the only one achievement wise I could really say is on par. He has more championships.
And you know what though? And I'm gonna say something about Bosh. Like when he was on, I think I saw him on the Jump or something like that. When, you know, say, I guess when it was announced, when Pierce, you know, Brecket was recognized about it too, because he's on that show. And they brought him on. I was like, yo, Chris Bosh got it? I said, damn, I guess he was right place, right time. But then when they ran this nigga numbers, I said,
Oh, no.
This nigga was balling. I said, this nigga was balling. Yeah. He was in some elite company where they were talking about power forwards and they stats over a stretch of years. And he was in some, like, you know, some Karl Malone was in the same sentence as that shit. I said, wow. Adam, take a step back.
He sacrificed the most by going to Miami.
That's a fact.
The most.
I that's a fact. I kind of played with
Toronto before, right?
Yeah. He was kicking ass in Toronto.
He was a 25-12 in like three blocks.
He was working in Toronto. Definitely was working. Yeah. So when I saw those numbers, I said, "Oh shit! I never even considered that." Like, Bosh got buckets, and he used to piss me off whenever the Bulls played the Heat because Bosh would be the one that would kill us every time. He would always have that top of the key three-pointer would be so clutch for that nigga to just make the game unreal. We'd be right there in reach. All we need is one more stop in a good possession, and this game is anybody. And I have faith in my defense as a Bulls fan at that time. But Bosh would either hit that corner three or that top of the key three. I'd be livid at that shit. And the thing about it was, we didn't have the answer. Bouger was good. He gives you 17-8, 17-7, night in and night out. But he wasn't a game changer, a playmaker like how Bosh was for the Heat. That was the only thing. Because we were supposed to get Stoudemire that year, but he went to the Knicks instead. And then the year following that, we were supposed to get Carmelo. But he went to the Knicks instead. Go figure. You know what I mean? So that fucks up our championship aspirations. But anyway, fuck the Miami Heat of the 2010 because they stopped my Bulls from winning anything. Ran my man Derrick Rose to the ground. So, but congratulations to those that didn't make it. I'm not gonna sit up in front. I question Chris Bosh's entry, into that class, but you know, I've just seen the numbers. And I was like, okay, yeah, I forgot he was getting busy, so I give him that. Anyway, again, fuck the Heat. Michael Jordan's the GOAT. LeBron, you could be second to those. I don't think Kobe's first and second. We will see y'all next week.
Top
with
five. Get out of here.
Episode 200. And we got a surprise, man. We're going to be visual finally. And we'll let you guys judge who's the two out of three. See y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.
Fraud niggas, y'all niggas, that's that shit I don't like. Yo shit, make believe, rapping about my own life. Woo! That's rare, nigga. Woo! Ric Flair, nigga. Woo! The power's in my hair, nigga. Woo! I get it, reach the chair, nigga. Soho, a tribeca, three hoes, trifecta. Dope money, coke money, shoe blow. My watch better, my pen's better. You don't write, trendsetter, you clone like. Pay homage or cage vomit, ungrateful niggas I don't like. Rah!
A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like. They wanna find me not breathing like they found Mike. A girl will run her mouth only out of spite, but I never hit a woman ever in my life. I was in too deep like Mekhi Fife, and that pussy so deep I could've drowned twice. Rose gold Jesus peace with the brown ice, eating good vegetarian with the brown rice. Girls kissing girls, cause it's hot, right? But unless they use a strap on, then they not dykes. They ain't about that life, they ain't about that life. We hanging out the window, it's about to be a Suge night. Free bump, Jay, real nigga for life. Shout out to Derrick Rose, man, that nigga nice. Shout out to L.E.P., Jay Boogie, right? Chief King Louie, this is Shy, right?
Right? I'm fucked, nigga, that shit I don't like.